You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In Haiti, over 2.1 million people were affected by Hurricane Matthew at the end of last month, when torrential downpours and strong winds felled trees, swept away people and animals, and destroyed up to 90% of homes in some areas of the southwestern peninsula. Caritas Internationalis, the Catholic Church's humanitarian agency, is on the ground in Haiti, focusing on ensuring Haitians have food, clean water, and hygiene items and shelter. Caritas Secretary General Michel Roy has just returned from the stricken nation and told Vatican Radio about the current situation in Haiti.
You spent 5 days in Haiti. You knew what you would see. You expected some things. What did you discover there?
I discovered a place where the cyclone hit, which was completely destroyed. The trees are destroyed. The cultures are destroyed. The animals were killed a lot. You don't see any birds, for instance. That's very strange. So silence. And then the fact that the trees have lost all their, those that are still up have lost all their leaves, mean that when it is raining, the water falls directly on the ground and creates floods. And when the sun is burning, it is also burning directly the soil and will create problems for the future. And so it's really a devastation, stronger than I would have thought, and stronger than what the media or the state, the Haitian government is saying.
In what conditions lives nowadays the Haitians?
So the people are kind of resigned, resilient. They are accustomed to face problems, and so their reaction is limited. But there are people who want to live in dignity. They don't like to be considered as being in need. So they survive. They said that it's important to have food, but they also ask for tarpaulin, for corrugated iron, so that they can recover their houses or build houses anew with corrugated iron on the roof so that they can stay and live there. So they ask for food, they ask for corrugated iron. We also saw that it was necessary to help them clean the lands and clean the space. So there is, in some pockets, cholera, but cholera is usually linked to dirt. So it's about the way the markets are being organized. So it's not widespread. It's located in some specific areas.
What Caritas is considering as a priority now to help people?
So we are still in the emergency phase, and what Caritas is doing is bringing food, bringing utensils, bringing medicine to the existing health centers, most of them having been destroyed as well, and bringing hygiene kits. That's the emergency phase. And it's what is given is far from enough. And Caritas will concentrate on the vulnerable communities which are living far away from the cities and from the main roads where aid is limited. Now, Caritas also wants to give seeds. People are asking for seeds. They can plant. Once they have cleaned the land, they can plant again. And it will take a few weeks for leaves, but a few months for other plants to grow. So they're asking for seeds, they're asking for roof, for corrugated iron. So they are already thinking of the future and want to rebuild their lives. And so Caritas is working on this as well.
It has been 3 weeks that Matthew passed and destroyed everything in Haiti. You said that Haitians are resilient, but still in need. The international community has to help again and maybe more than we did already?
Absolutely. And we are going now to raise the issue again with the international community, with the United Nations, because there is a real, real big need. And there's a kind of a famine in some areas in the southwest where the cyclone was the stronger. And hence the aggressivity of people when some aid is coming. So there is a real need to refocus on those regions, not to abandon the people there. Of course, the media spoke about it, and we could see pictures in the days that followed the cyclone, but now it's no more on the news. And I think, and people say that it is as dire as it was in Port-au-Prince after the earthquake in 2010. So you can imagine the depth of the tragedy for those people living there.
And that was Caritas Secretary General Michel Roy speaking there to Marie Duhamel.